I barely knew how to speak. The ship which brought us in had been damaged, and they'd lost most of the identifying records for their sleepers. They'd been picking up passengers in more than one system, too, so there was no real way to tell where I'd ever come from.
You mean you don't know what world you were born on?
Oh, I can make a few guesses. Not that it interests me greatly these days.
The path steepened momentarily, and Amelia suddenly bounded ahead of me to take the rise.
This is my world now, Tanner. It's a blessedly small place, but it isn't a bad one, I think. Who else can say that they've seen all their world has to offer?
That must make it very boring.
Not at all. Things always change.
She pointed across the curve of the habitat.
That waterfall wasn't always there. Oh, and there was a little hamlet down there once, where we've made a lake now. It's like that all the time. We keep having to change these paths to stop erosion. Every year it's like I have to remember the place anew. We have seasons and years when our crops don't grow as well as in other years. Some years we get a glut, too, God willing. And there's always something to explore. We get new people coming through all the time, of course, and some of them do join the order.
She lowered her voice.
Thankfully, they're not all like Brother Alexei.
There's always one bad apple.
I know, and I shouldn't say this, but after what you've taught me, I'm almost hoping Alexei tries it on again.
I understood how she must have felt. I doubt that he will, but I wouldn't want to be in his shoes if he does.
I'll be gentle with him, don't worry.
There was an uncomfortable silence, during which we scaled the last slope towards the end of the cone. My weight had probably dropped to a tenth of what it had been in the chalet, but walking was still possible. It just felt like the ground was receding beneath each footfall. Ahead, discreetly veiled by a copse of trees which had grown haphazardly in the low gravity, was an armored door leading out of the chamber.
"You're serious about leaving, aren't you?"
Amelia said. "The sooner I get to Chasm City, the better."
"It won't be all that you're expecting, Tanner. I wish you'd stay with us a little longer, just so that we could bring you up to speed."
She trailed off, evidently realizing that I was not going to be persuaded.
"Don't worry about me. I'll catch up on my history."
I smiled at her, hating myself at the same time for the way I had been forced to lie to her, but knowing there was no other way.
"Thank you for your kindness, Amelia." "It was my pleasure, Tanner."
"Actually..." I looked around to see if anyone was observing us, but we were alone. "There's something I'd be happy if you were to accept from me." I reached into the pocket of my trousers and pulled out the fully assembled clockwork gun. "It's probably best if you don't ask why I was carrying this, Amelia. It won't do me much good to carry it any further, I think."
"I don't think I should take that from you, Tanner."
I pushed it into her palm.
"Then confiscate it." "I should, I suppose. Does it work?"
I nodded. There was no need to go into details. "It will do you some good if you ever get into real trouble." She slipped the gun away.
"I'm confiscating it, that's all."
"I understand." She reached out and shook my hand.
"God go with you, Tanner. I hope you find your friend."
I turned away before she could see my face. Chapter 9. I stepped through the armored door. Beyond lay a corridor walled in burnished steel, eradicating any lingering impression that Idlewild was a place, rather than an engineered human construct spinning in vacuum. Instead of the distant simmer of bonsai waterfalls, I heard the drone of circulation fans and power generators. The air had a medicinal